很高兴能够在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起来追求主。
Very happy that we can come here to seek the Lord together.
也特别要谢谢各位弟兄姊妹温暖的接待我们。
Thank you all for your warm welcome for us.
要谢谢 Eddie 给我们这个机会，可以在这里做见证。
I also want to thank Pastor Eddie for giving us the opportunity here to do the testimony.
我信主已经26年。
I believe I have been a Christian for 26 years.
对不起，28年。
Sorry, 28.
那前面13年，我并不知道如何来追求主。
The first 13 years, I didn't know how to seek the Lord.
我也是在一个五旬节的教会里面信主的。
I believed in Jesus in a Pentecostal church.
我们教会增长非常的快。
Our church was growing really fast.
到我教会增长到1000人的时候，我感觉到那时候心里面非常的孤单。
When the church grew up to 1,000 people, I felt really dry in my heart.
当我信主的时候，我领受到基督的爱是那么的真实。
When I first accepted Jesus into my heart, I felt His love was really real inside me.
可是经过了七年的服事以后，我感觉到里面非常的孤单。
But after 7 years, I felt really dry in my heart.
到1992年的有一个下午。
In the afternoon of 1992,
我问主说，主，我为什么这么孤单？
I asked the Lord, why do I feel so dry inside?
那时候我主让我读到约翰福音14:21。
And Jesus led me to John 12:21.
耶稣说，有了我的命令要遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
14:21. Jesus said, those who love me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，而且我也要爱他，并且要向他们显现。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
在那个时候，我感觉到我并不是真正的爱耶稣。
Back then, I felt I didn't really love Jesus.
因为有些主的命令我没办法遵守。
Because I couldn't keep some of his commandments.
想遵守也遵守不来。
I want to keep them, but I couldn't.
但是我跟主祷告说，我愿意来遵守他的命令，请他来帮助我。
But I prayed to him that I want to follow his commandments and asked him to help me.
隔了一年，在美国的亚特兰大，我跟几位弟兄姊妹去参加一个特会。
After a year, we went to me and several other brothers and sisters went to Atlanta to attend a special church conference.
我们有八个人坐在车子里面，坐在一部 van 里面。
We had 8 people sitting in a van.
那个 van 后来翻车了。
Later, the van had an accident.
有三个弟兄姊妹当场就被主接走。
3 brothers and sisters were taken away by the Lord.
另外有三个重伤。
3 others had grave injuries.
两个轻伤。
2 milder injuries.
其中有一个是我的父亲。
One of them was my father.
本来我想带他去美国，让他可以认识主。
Originally, I wanted to let him to the U.S. so that he could know the Lord.
感谢主有他的恩典，让我父亲愿意在那个时候谦卑下来。
Thank the Lord that he let my father to have the opportunity to be humble.
可是隔了几天，我们就发生了车祸。
However, after several days, we had this accident.
本来我的父亲病情非常严重。
My father had really serious injuries.
我当时用我所领受到的所有的属灵的知识为他祷告。
I used all my spiritual knowledge to pray for him.
我所谓属灵知识就是人家教导我，你要宣告，你要要求宝血遮盖。
So these spiritual knowledge are things people tell me, such as you say the victory of Jesus and cover his blood.
我的父亲本来在加护病房好像越来越好，越来越好。
Seemed that my father was getting better in the emergency room.
我本来很高兴。
I was really happy.
可是当他出了加护病房一天而已。
After he left the emergency room for one day,
他马上又整个情况就 非常危险。
The whole situation suddenly got really become very serious.
后来医生告诉我，我的父亲没有希望恢复了。
And then the doctor told me that my father didn't have a chance of recovery.
我那一天非常的难过。
I was really sad that day.
我对主的信心好像突然间失去了。
Seems that I almost lost my faith in the Lord that day.
本来我以为很有信心的那个信心，结果却是假的。
I thought I had a really strong faith, but that was actually fake.
那一天晚上我去教会。
That night I went to church.
我只是跪在地上。
I knelt on the floor.
大家在唱诗歌，我没办法唱。
Everybody was singing hymns, but I couldn't sing.
大家祷告，我没办法祷告。
They were praying, but I could not pray.
我只是能够趴在地上而已。
I can only lie down on the floor, face down.
可是很奇妙的，当聚会结束的时候
，But wonderfully after the service ended,
我发现我里面有一个极大的平安。
I felt a very deep, very strong peace inside me.
那个平安可以克服啊，是越过那个忧伤跟那个没有信心。
The peace that could overcome the sorrow and the no faith.
我那时候还不知道这个就是。安静等候神主的工作。
Back then, I didn't know this was because I waited on the Lord.
后来我就可以有力量把我的父亲遗体运回台湾，一继续面对所有的家人。
So that eventually I have the strength to transport my father's body back to Taiwan.
可是那时候我发现我里面那个平安回到台湾，我去找教会找不到。
Well, I felt that when I went back to Taiwan, I couldn't find that kind of peace in Taiwan.
我们台湾很多的教会都是要一直传福音，一直传福音。
A lot of church in Taiwan keep want to spread the gospel.
当然，我们也有教导，属灵的教导。
Of course, we have these kind of teaching.
要爱耶稣。
To love Jesus.
可是我真的不知道怎么样的来爱耶稣。
But I didn't know how to love him.
我是那么的软弱无力。
I was so weak.
生活没有力量。
My life was powerless.
所以一直到1995年。我有机会来到温哥华。
So until 1995, when I came to Vancouver,
我遇到了一位从西安堂台北西安堂来的牧师。
I met a pastor from Taipei.
他跟我们查雅歌这卷书。
This Zion Church pastor looked at the Song of Songs with us.
他告诉我们，我们跟神的关系就好像新郎跟新妇的关系一样。
He told us that the relationship between us and the Lord is like husband and bride.
主要我们最终是要跟他连结。
The Lord wants us to connect with Him.
那一天从那几天从第一章查到第八章。
Those days we study from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
我不知道，我记得在有一天的早上，我醒过来的时候。
I remember in one morning when I woke up.
我想到耶稣。
I thought about Jesus.
我里面又回复到那个起初的爱。
I have this first love.
那是我信主的时候所遇见耶稣的那个爱。
The love that I had when I first met Jesus.
我发现爱回来了。
I realized that love has come back.
所以我就开始来追求主。
So I started to seek the Lord again.
那时候我还是后来我又回到台湾。
And then I went back to Taiwan.
可是我仍然没有发现这样的一个教会。
I couldn't find
在我们高雄。
Such a church in 高雄。
后来到1995年，我感觉到我们需要来到加拿大。我那时候真正的一个意愿是要寻求主。
In 1995, we decided to come to Canada, and the goal is to seek the Lord.
主把我们的魏牧师带到我们的旁边。
And the Lord led Pastor Wei to us.
我们感谢主，他是一个非常忠心而且爱主的仆人。
Thank the Lord that he is a very loyal and God-loving servant.
一般神的为服侍神的人都很看重人数的增长。
Usually a lot of God's servants are focused on the number of people in the church.
可是魏牧师他非常重视我们跟主的关系。
But Pastor Wei really focuses on our relationship with God.
他说人不多没有关系，我们只要耶稣。
It's okay that even if there's not enough people, we want Jesus.
只要他的同在。
We want His presence.
他不是只有说这样，他也是带领我们这样的来过生活。
Not only does He say it, He also led us to this kind of practice.
我不是一个出生就在基督教的家庭长大的。
I wasn't brought up in a Christian home.
所以有很多的观念仍然存在着我天然的一些观念。
So a lot of old thinking still are stuck in my head.
可是在十几年来，我跟魏牧师一起来追求主，我发现主慢慢的把我里面的观念改变了。
After all these years, with Pastor Wei, my thinking slowly changed. Was changed by the Lord.
以赛亚书第三十章十五节告诉我们说：“你们得救是在归回安息，你们得力是在平静安稳。”
Isaiah 30:15. The Lord says, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength."
可是，虽然我曾经这样的让主恢复他的爱在我的里面，
even though the Lord returned that kind of love inside me,
可是在这样的服侍主的过程，我感觉到当人数还像没有我想象那么快的时候，我仍然会心急。
Sometimes I'm still worried that the number of people is still not growing as.
里面有一些挣扎跟翻滚。
There are some struggles in my heart.
但是我感谢主，主让魏牧师他就是要我们单单的来要耶稣。
I thank the Lord that the Pastor Wei just wants us to keep on just wanting Jesus.
每一次主都是借着他的圣灵来帮助我，这样的越过去我的观念。
Every time the Lord used His Spirit to help me overcome my old thinkings, ways of thinking.
让我可以知道，我们多多的来注视他，不要注视事情。
So that we should focus more on Him and not on things.
这是我主给我很大的恩典的学习。
This is a very big grace that the Lord has taught me to learn.
我只要讲一个见证。
Just want to say one testimony.
当我跟魏牧师一起追求主差不多四年的时候。
After 4 years, when I was practicing the Lord with Pastor Wei,
有一天魏牧师告诉我说，傅义 Fred， 我那个今年底我请那个贝教师来接纳为你按所接纳你成为我们同工好不好？
Pastor Wei said to me, "Fred, this year at the end of the year, let's ask Sister Gerda Bakker to put her hand on you and on me, on you, and
sorry,
on him, and to make him a co-worker of church."
然后我回去祷告
and I went back and prayed.
后来我感觉主有带领，我就答应了。
And I felt that the Lord led me to this, so I said yes.
在这之前，我一直很担心我的母亲没有得救。
Before I was really worried that my mother was not yet saved.
我从信主以后十几年，就常常跟她讲耶稣的救恩。
After I was saved, I kept on telling her about Jesus, Savior.
Jesus. 可是我的妈妈每次都说：“好好，等到我什么时候我就。”来受洗。
Every time she would say, okay, I would, this time I would go and be baptized.
可是时候到了，她又没有受洗。
But every time the time comes, she doesn't go and believe in Jesus.
一直到我有一天，我追求主，我说我不要管我的妈妈这件事情了。
Until one day, I was seeking the Lord, and I said, okay, I don't want to do any more things about this.
我要把我妈妈交在主你的手中。
I want to put my mother in your hand.
我就是来追求你。
I just want to seek you.
所以当魏牧师跟我讲了以后
，So after Pastor Wei told me，
我答应了。
I said yes.
我记得隔了几天
，And after several days，
我突然接到我妈妈的电话。
I received a phone call from my mother.
她告诉我说她决定要受洗了。
And she said she decided to。Get baptized.
我们感谢主，他真的是受洗，而且他现在是固定的，去来教会。
And I thank the Lord that she was baptized and now she goes to church regularly.
使我想到诗篇第四十五篇第十节到十一节说
，reminds me of Psalm 45 verse 10 and 11. Psalm 45, 10 and 11.
这里告诉我说，女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听。
Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear.
不要纪念你的民和你的父家。
Forget your own people also and your father's house.
王就羡慕你的美貌。
So the king will greatly desire your beauty.
因为他是你的主，你要敬拜他。
because he is your Lord, worship him.
在我的天然，我们不容易来一直注视耶稣。
In our nature, it's not easy for us to focus on Jesus.
可是感谢主，让我有一个参加一个这样追求主的教会。
Thank the Lord to lead me to such a church to seek Him.
当我们越多的来注视他，让他的生命在我们里面流入。
When we focus more on Him and let His life to wash through us,
让他的生命在我们里面成型。
Let His life to form inside us.
我发现主，他真的是按着我们里面心里深处所想的给我们成就。
I realize that the Lord does give us the desires of our heart.
因为耶稣才是真正的中心。
Because only Jesus is the actual center.
他是一切的一切。
He is everything.
所以感谢主，我可以在这样的一个聚会跟弟兄姊妹一起追求，实在是很大的恩典。
So, I thank the Lord for Him to have given us this grace to seek Him with all of you people.
愿神祝福大家。
The Lord bless everyone here.
谢主。
Jesus only, Jesus only is the only one true lover of my soul. Jesus only.Because of Jesus, over all my life He has control. He's the one to me that's altogether lovely. He's the only one true lover of my soul. Jesus only, Jesus only.
So much for sharing with us. It's a way we get to know each other, know the wonderful works of the Lord, how strongly, graciously, deeply, preciously He works in the hearts of His people. Hallelujah. Isaac, I don't know how you did that. It's great. I could have never done that. It's great.And Phoebe over here. We had a first when I was in Vancouver. They had the first meeting that was, am I remembering this right? It was the first meeting that was all English, that they didn't do translation with. And that was the young people's gathering, but they invited everybody, and I guess some people wanted to be there for that.That first, and they had some older folks there too. And you know, Phoebe said toward the beginning of the meeting, she was encouraging us. She might have forgotten this, but I didn't forget. I even used it. She told us that we could sing our own song to the Lord, the one He had given us to sing.And I remember that it came back to me at the beginning of the season. We have, you know, people from all over, and they don't know how we are accustomed to singing. Usually at the outset of the meeting, we sing something from the hymn book, but then we just worship the Lord. We sing our song, and everybody sings their own song, but it's not only, you know, it's not we're all separate. It all flows together in a lovely harmony because it's praise unto the Lord.And I was just telling them, I recall, and I thought of Phoebe's little exhortation the beginning of that meeting. I said, you know, after we're done singing this song, you sing the song that he put in your heart. Tell him that you love him and tell him that you thank him and tell him that you're here because of his great love and you want to come closer to him. Just talk to him right out of the depths of your heart. Sing praise to him. Sing his glory. And I remember that it seemed that they started to do that. After a while, we learn, as you said. And thank you, Phoebe. And something very interesting happened, by the way. During the second session, I had a brother here, a good friend who had been a camper here, is now a minister. In fact, he talked about when I was one of the counselors down there, and he was a camper. But he spoke to us, and he told us the same thing, and that was such a blessing to me. It was right at the beginning of the second session. Maybe we were in it by about 2-3 days. And he talked about how we sing other people's songs. And that's a great blessing. Those songs are wonderful. But then he said, you know, you could sing your own song. I said, didn't I just say that 2 weeks ago? And it was such a blessing to me to hear it from him. And he went even farther. In his text, when he spoke to us, well, he used several texts, and he also incorporated a personal testimony. But he took it at the end, and this was such a blessing to me, because we had, as one of our themes, I told you, seeking the Lord. He took as his last text from Psalm 27, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to see the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple." And then he said, he had us all open to it, he had us read it, and he said, "Now you just read the desire of David's heart." That was David's song, David's expressed desire. Now I want you to pray that becomes your personal desire. I remember that night. It was really very special. He testified about how the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost the last year that he was a camper. He came into that meeting and that session determined to receive all that the Lord had for him. And God blessed him greatly and made him a pastor. But he challenged us and encouraged us to pray, "Lord, now this is David's prayer here on the page. Let this be my longing, my desire. Put it in my heart." And I think that the people in that meeting did just that. I could tell that the Lord had touched our hearts. And we prayed that God would make that our desire, as it was David's expressed desire, the longing of our hearts, and that his beauty and his call would, shall we say, impel us and compel us and constrain us to seek his face and find him in our own hearts, in our own lives. So I'm thankful for the Vancouver contingent, and thank you for your word this afternoon. God finds, he seeks, and he finds us.